Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Yeah, you might want to open up the notebook if you're going to want to write on it.
All right,
what is
sweet.
That a list of? Is that...
You? Oh, man. Stassi just gave me a notebook that I'm really freaked out to read. I see my name on there, though.
Yeah, why is your
Patrick,
name?
Patrick, me, Brittany, Zach. It's probably a list of podcast guests. Remy. Who's Remy?
That was
I need answers.
Dude, a really long time ago.
I remember.
This was a really... Okay. So, I mean, I collect notebooks. You know what I mean? I always have notebooks around because I like to take notes whenever I have a weird thought. Like, it doesn't matter what time of day I will wake up. Shut up. What does that say?
Call grandma is on your list.
Call grandma to do.
Email UTA additionally on your list.
Thanks for that.
I actually write weird lists too. I understand.
Okay. Awesome. Welcome, like I said, Dracarys bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I am here with... Oh, motherfucker.
Do you even need to announce me at this point?
I don't think I do. It's she's like you're always here. Rachel O'Brien, comedian extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like I like to say, not to be confused with Rachel No'Brien.
It's not my fault that the name Rachel O'Brien was already taken on Instagram and I had to put my middle initial in.
I'm sorry. It's the worst.
It is.
I'm sorry. You could have said the Rachel O'Brien and been an asshole.
No, I was like 100% no on that.
You could have been an asshole.
100% no on that.
Miss Rachel O'Brien.
Nope. All of those are no's. Nope.
Rachel O'Brien with a one after it.
I think I did it subtly.
I
basically screwed myself.
Maybe you should have said Rachel the comedian.
Because it's confusing, but... You're so mean.
Honestly, I think this is a missed opportunity that like we both like I would have loved to have had my Instagram and Twitter handle be at Satan Stassi.
Well, I think your website is called Just Stassi, is it not?
Well, I thought that was cute because it's just like about me being me. So fuck you. Shoot. My dad told me not to curse so much on my podcast.
My mom tells me that all the time. I'm like, Mom, just can I live my life?
I know.
Like, sometimes it's on accident.
Why are our parents all up on our shit?
Sometimes it's because I had too many cocktails. What are you trying to control me for?
Listen, I just read an article yesterday that was entitled, People Who Curse More are actually more intelligent than the rest.
You just made me feel so much better.
I tweeted
it. I'm a genius.
You don't follow
then.
My Twitter?
I do sometimes.
That's how I am about everybody else. I mainly go to Twitter just to look at myself.
Yeah. I mean, you respond usually to if I tweet you something that is relevant to you.
Yeah.
Or you can make fun of me for it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no, the thing.
I'm not going to see anything that doesn't have anything to do with me.
Like the thing yesterday or the day before about the wedding speech.
Oh, that was a great segue into the theme.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm just trying to like quickly segue.
You know what? No, I'm sorry. We're here with ET Canada. ET Canada is filming us doing this right now, and they're just going to have to hold their horses and deal with it if we go overtime.
Have you ever filmed your podcast? Oh, yeah, you did film your podcast on Vanderpump Rules, but is this the first time you've had... Yeah, you've had a camera in your face more than once doing your podcast?
Yeah, I've had a camera in my face, but it's never been like a news camp.
Well, we could really screw this up.
I know. I could get in so much trouble.
I don't trust you.
She could go south real fast.
Listen, here's my exit plan. If you say something I'm afraid that is going
to
offend people,
oh,
I'm going to crawl
a safe word.
Under
no,
the
just
tip,
give me a safe word.
Or I'll
word.
Go out the window.
Let's come up with a safe word.
All right.
Ranch.
Ranch. Okay. I should be like, ranch, stop talking.
Yeah. So if I say something that I probably shouldn't say, just say ranch.
My mom also says that you have diarrhea of the mouth.
Well,
she's like, your mom is correct. She's like, Stassi's a good kid. She just needs to put like an Imodium MD patch in the back of her throat so she stops.
That it? Where's Cindy O'Brien? Because that is who needs to be on my podcast right now. I don't know why I haven't had her on before because she actually is one of the funniest people I've ever met. And she doesn't know she's funny.
I know. She's done my podcast, so she gets awkward when she gets on it, though.
Oh, really? You got to ease her into it.
Yeah.
Listen, I know she's not like the biggest drinker, but you got to just like...
just got a slipper give some
her,
shit.
Give yeah. her that alcohol.
Yeah.
So the theme of this episode is secondhand embarrassment. Rachel and I have been experiencing a few things. Well, actually, no. This happens
all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Like, yeah, 24/7.
Yeah, kind of like when we were in Paris and walked through a park. We climbed a fence and tried to escape.
But Instagram stored the whole entire yep. time. So everyone else was feeling secondhand embarrassment for mm-hmm. us. Like, kind of when I come home drunk at night and I turn on, like, Chris Botti or whatever, or musical theater, and I stretch and record myself stretching to opera music in my fucking OOTD mirror.
You think you're being so sensual?
I think I'm just being like, hey, I'm athletic. Like, listen, like, let me inspire you to, like, stretch too. And I post it on Instagram, and I wake up the next morning and I want to shit my pants. I'm so embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for immediate you.
See? Secondhand embarrassment.
They make me. You've done this before where you've showed me these videos and I'm like, I force you to show them to me because you'll delete them.
Delete them. Of course,
like, please show
them.
Me. And then I'm like, actually, I don't want. I wish I wouldn't have seen
watch it.
I wish you could unsee it.
You just can't watch it. You can't unsee what you've seen. That's how I feel every time I do some sort of karaoke situation at home. Oh. Like, why Ooh. Do I do that?
I do that too, actually.
Why do I?
I never actually attempt to sing, but I do that too.
But I'm sorry. What?
I just bop around.
Oh,
music.
So it's not karaokeing. You're just like, are you mouthing the words? It's like, I was about to mouth words and I just remember that I'm doing audio. So it doesn't actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a camera in front of my face and I'm like, oh, I can mouth the words. Yeah. No.
Well, I did one recently where there's a new song by Kendrick Lamar called All the Stars or something. But to me, it sounds like they're saying all the stars are kosher. And so I Instagram
ranch.
Story that
ranch, ranch, ranch. All right, let's talk about a little set. Was there a
no,
resolution
no,
to that
I was
story,
thinking, like,
or was
yeah,
that
stop
it?
Me, stop me. Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, stop me. Like, you failed to stop me at Jax's dad's funeral when I gave a speech.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna go back to that. If you listen to one of my last episodes, we were talking about how we went to Jax's. We have a mutual ex-boyfriend who happens to be on a reality show that we're on. And
it's not great that we share. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We don't care.
You know
he's
what?
He's fine.
Listen,
we're fine.
His dad was the best. That's why we decided to go to Michigan to honor his father. But Rachel decided to get up and give a speech.
I dated Jax 10 years ago.
10 years. 10,
I met his
10
dad
years ago.
10 years ago.
I don't know if I would give a speech to my own father's funeral. Well, no, I don't mean that. Like, of course I would. But meaning, like, it's...
I don't know why
it's
I
like,
did it.
Like, what? I don't know where your brain was going.
Because no one was good. It's like when they have the open forum, it's like, all right, who wants to speak on behalf of... And no one was going up, and I was like, I must save this.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. What was the worst part was that I was separated from you, and that I was in a corner alone, and then all of a sudden I see my friend just like barreling, I will say it again, barreling up to the stage. There's only been one speech given. You've no relation to this person. And you, and I'm like, am I hallucinating? Is this a fucking
I don't
mirage?
Know why you didn't tackle
going?
Me. If that's how you saw that it was
because
going, why
I
didn't you stop me? Why
because
didn't you trip
like,
me at least? Why didn't you stop the
why
process?
Why would I sacrifice myself and embarrass myself, like, and get up there? Like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Sorry, Dad, cursing again. No way in hell. Again, cursing.
Hell's not that much of a curse word.
I mean,
let's,
I agree.
Let's not be too hard. We're yeah. not going to ranch on that one.
We're not going to ranch on hell. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Yeah, I gave
but
a
no,
speech.
You gave a speech. So you, I understand you gave a speech or you tried to give a, yep, you tried to give a speech.
Maybe.
Recently.
Yes. Well, I think I've gone off the rails and I think you have too. I think we both, like, I was thinking about this before I came here. I'm like, someone needs to put us in a cage.
Yeah,
we like.
I wouldn't.
What's going
I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind being put in
yeah,
a cage.
Like, I don't.
I actually
I
think it's appropriate.
I can't stop myself anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was at a wedding that I wasn't invited to. I was a plus one. I was the plus one of my friend Carrie. who's a girl, again, with the theme of I'm always just with girlfriends. And
are you cheating on me? Continue.
And the bride was, I do technically know her. She's a comic. We were like, but I wasn't invited to the wedding. I was Carrie's plus one. And Jen, the bride, was certainly happy I was there. She was okay with it. What she probably didn't want me to do is give a speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. One would think.
So the very.
Do you know who gives speeches at weddings? Let me list them for you real fast. The mother of the bride, the father of the bride, the mother of the groom, the father of the groom, maybe the sister or brother, yeah. Maid of honor,
and that's what that's,
best man.
I didn't recognize. I
haven't groomsmen been, sometimes get up.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids get up.
I haven't been you know, to a lot of weddings. You know, I didn't recognize.
But do you know that like
thing?
Guests don't even get up, like, and you were a guest of a guest.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't been to enough weddings to know that. But now I know it, which is great. Yeah. So there was a similar thing. Open forum. It wasn't actually open forum. If I'm really honest, no. They had a list of people they were calling out up on stage. It was like. They were like, all right, next is the maid of honor. Next is the mother of the bride.
And you just
exactly what you said.
You just had this impulse to be like, I.
Because there
me.
Was. Cause people,
me.
Because there were people that were too afraid to go up again. I literally looked at Carrie. I was like, Carrie, I'm about ready to do something that I'm going to regret. You need to harness me. If you need to put me on a leash, do it. I'm going to get up and give a speech if you don't stop me.
What would you have said, though? I know.
Something as annoying as I probably said to Jackson.
You guys are so good looking together.
No, I probably would have made it about myself. I would have been like, this is when I met Jen. And it's so nice to finally meet your husband.
You totally would have made it about yourself.
100%.
I mean, I do the same thing. I mean, 100%. How do you do a speech without making it about yourself?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I didn't do it, but I felt real pain that I was capable of it. I mean, I was actually like, very close. I was like getting up. I was like, I'm going to do the speech. Nope. Don't do it, Rachel. Carrie basically had to like hold me and be like, please don't do this.
Do you know how proud I am of you that you didn't?
I'm evolving.
That you were able to just hold back, to maybe recognize, to be self-aware.
Maybe
to
I
recognize
had less alcohol than normal because it was the beginning part of the wedding. It was a quick ceremony. I wasn't shit-faced yet.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still feeling secondhand embarrassment. I'll never get over what happened in Michigan. I'm scarred for life.
Okay, should we segue into what your secondhand embarrassment is? Because I like it.
Well, I woke up this morning and you know how we all do. We wake up in the morning and we like check our Instagram story to make sure like we didn't do anything weird. Like stretch
not
in front
everyone,
of the
technically not everyone
TV
does
mirror.
What we do and embarrasses us up on Instagram story. So I don't know that. Everyone has okay. this problem.
Well, what some of us do when we wake up in the morning is check to see if we've done anything embarrassing on Instagram story, mm-hmm. like stretch to opera music
mm-hmm.
and think that it's a good idea.
Or
thank God
send
I didn't do
a
that.
Sensual video
or
to the guy.
Send a sensual fucking video. Sorry, Tad.
It's making me so uncomfortable.
To
you're gonna need to pause. Sorry.
I don't care. No.
Can you guys edit it? I just kicked this thing off.
That's fine. No. This is the whole point. That's why I'm acknowledging the ET. We got ET Canada here.
I just fixed it.
Is it Entertainment Tonight or ET? What do you prefer?
I like ET Canada, but Entertainment Tonight Canada is also correct.
Uh-huh. All right.
I have a really hard time not thinking about the movie ET when I hear ET, but
it is a little
I'm not
confusing.
Trying to rebrand you guys.
It's
but
a, yeah, it's a little baffling. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But
we're gonna just gonna start going ET Canada, Entertainment Tonight Canada.
Got it.
We're just gonna rotate each one. Mm-hmm. So I woke up and looked at my phone and just checked my messages and all that, and I'm like, why is there a weird, not like even like it's just like a weird video of me in my OOTD mirror. With my back, like I'm like it's my back, but I'm topless. You can't see my boobs or anything.
Are you willing to show it to me? Not on camera.
I almost want to do it like live right now. Not to
just
the
like
camera,
no nudity, right? You could just do it.
Maybe actually, you know what? YOLO. I let it all go out there. So let's just do the damn thing. Do I want to do this?
I don't know.
I'm so scared. scared. Okay.
Have you rewatched it recently?
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. I just don't know if I can watch it.
Okay.
Even just the visual already.
My hair extensions are the MVP in this situation.
At least you look hot.
I mean, how can they not be?
Oh my god.
Yes. Get it.
You didn't post that publicly, did you? You just sent it to him.
I just sent it to Overalls. Oh my!
I have a panic attack.
Oh my! I'm having a panic attack because honestly,
I'm gonna like crawl.
I didn't watch it fully.
Disappear.
This morning,
disappear.
I just saw that it was there, and now that I just did it, I feel like I'm gonna puke all over myself. But then I remembered more. I'm like, so not only did I send that. Not only did I send that, okay, so I just want the visual. I'm gonna try and give the visual to people. I'm in my outfit of the day mirror, sitting backwards, topless, with only pants on, talking about my extensions being, I'm sweating. My shirt is sweating underneath my armpits right now. Not right now. So I'm in that mirror recording myself talking about my fucking extensions. Are you joking? In what world did I think that was going to be something that someone would be like?
You were being sensual.
That's my version of flirting. Cool. So, but that's not it. I then check my call log and I actually like start remembering things. And I remember, I see that I called Overalls at, if you haven't listened to my podcast before, I don't name the names of people that I'm dating. Overalls is a nickname. I only do nicknames. I called Overalls at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And he's out of town.
Working. I remember you said he was working, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's not like partying. Yeah. Like he's sober. Well, he's got a job. Well, he's shooting a commercial or something.
I don't want to give too many details on his part.
Well,
he's working.
Yeah.
So I
basically
call it,
he's not shit faced like you are. Yeah. At that point.
But I fell asleep at like 11 o'clock. Okay. Uh-huh. I woke up at 3 a.m. All my lights on. This doesn't happen. I'm like one of those people that. Everything has to be perfect before I go to sleep. Like, I made sure to take the right amount of Xanax, go to sleep at 11.
Dose that shit out.
Like, that's what I do. Like, you know, like, I'm, like, really regimented when it comes to going to sleep. Like, I don't just, like, pass out. That never happens.
Yeah.
Apparently, that happened yesterday after I made that video. Because I wake up at 3 a.m. and all of my lights are on. And I'm like, where am I? What is it? What? I'm not understanding anything, and
it's a scary feeling.
I guess I called him. Mm-hmm. Don't know what was said.
How many minutes was the call?
6 minutes long.
Six is a lot.
So much could be said in 6 minutes. Wow. That I am.
Six is so many.
It's a
minutes.
Really long time.
I wish there were less minutes.
I wish there were so many less minutes, and I'm terrified. And then I start remembering. Oh, I actually got up and realized I forgot to eat today. So I went and made myself.
I did that at 3 a.m. today, too. We both got drunk together at Rockin' Riley's, for honest, earlier. And then we both woke up at 3 a.m. and 8. Keep
I
going.
Feel like we're going to confession right now. Yeah. Tell me I need to like do like trouble. 3 Hail Marys. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I made macaroni and cheese, but with brown rice pasta.
Ooh.
I got fancy AF.
We were both fairly healthy. I did like a Ezekiel toast, like one of those like healthy toasts with a fried egg on it.
Oh, that is really good.
Lots of butter, but that's...
Why'd we both wake up at 3 a.m?
I don't know. Watch my Instagram story. I literally did the exact same thing as you.
I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
But while I ate this brown rice pasta, which I'm now, like, the more I think about it, the more I'm remembering the details. The pasta was, like, really hard because I didn't let it cook all the way. And brown rice pasta is, like, really difficult. It's, yeah, like, it either is, like, hard or it's, like, mushy and it's, like...
Ugh. It was a risky move.
But I made macaroni and cheese. I mixed. I took the box of macaroni and cheese, just took the cheese packet out of it because I'm, like, I guess I was with it enough
to, I gotta save
to
time.
Recognize... No, to recognize that I didn't want to have... like full on gluten pasta.
Good.
So that I wasn't with it enough to not send that photo, that video.
Yeah. But you were,
I still haven't heard
but your
from
health
him,
was in check at least.
Besides that phone call. So there's that. So this,
have you spoken to him today to find out what the 6 minutes were?
Nope. This relationship might, it might be Oves. It might be Ovesies.
Can you please just shoot him a text at some point today and just let me know?
I'm too scared right now. Okay. Just one thing at a freaking time. So I made brown rice, macaroni and cheese, and just checked my TV, watched Legally Blonde.
You are so exactly who you are. Who everyone thinks you are exactly that person. You watch Legally Blonde while making brown rice, macaroni and cheese.
After sending an embarrassing, like, semi-wannabe sexual video. Yes. Like, I knew not to put my face in it. You know what
Which
I mean?
Is smart, yeah.
But there's my voice, yeah, talking about my,
yeah,
hair.
You
extensions.
Went to college, you're smart. You're not an idiot.
I'm gonna cry. Oh gosh, how I love freaking drama. I just love watching drama. I love eavesdropping on, like, you know, tables, like, you know, where there's like a couple fighting and like just like trying to figure out what, like, what the sitch is. I love watching it on TV. And Big Brother, the show, it pretty much, not my actual big, well, I'm the eldest of four, so I wouldn't have a big brother. But the show Big Brother is like eavesdropping on drama on crack. Okay? And now it's getting even better because it's celebs, celebrities on this. So, like, if you already know who these people are, it's like, oh my God. I get to watch people that I have already known who they are. I get to see them all the time. I get to see them do crazy ass shit. Amazing. Yes, this season, celebs are in the house. The first ever edition of Celebrity Big Brother is in full swing, and CBS All Access subscribers can stream new episodes live, yes, live, across devices and watch the stars from every angle via the exclusive live feeds as they compete for the grand prize. Plus, seriously, tune in multiple times each week for house guest challenges, competitions, and evictions, all hosted by Julie Chen. I mean, this is amazing. It's like voyeuristic. Okay, so let me tell you who the cast involves. The Celebrity Big Brother cast features Omarosa, Shannon Elizabeth, Mark McGrath, Kesha Knight Pulliam, Brandy Glanville, Meta World Peace, Chuck Liddell, James Maslow, Marissa Jarrett Winokur, Ross Matthews, and Ariadna Gutierrez. I hope I said that right. I love this idea. I don't know if I could handle it. When you subscribe to CBS All Access, you can stream the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds day and night to get raw behind-the-scenes access to the house drama, alliances, betrayals, and intimate conversations between your favorite celebrities. All available on your desktop, mobile, and streaming devices. Easy, you guys. So sign up now for 1 week free trial of CBS All Access. Just visit cbs.com/Stassi. Again, that's cbs.com/Stassi, and you're going to get to witness all of this crazy shite. Ugh, yes.
You want to know what I did last night too, besides the eating?
Yes, I want secondhand embarrassment because you're getting secondhand embarrassment from my story. I still haven't talked to Overall, so tell me your story. Make me feel better.
So the dude I'm dating, he, like I said, apparently someone was murdered in his hometown. There's a documentary about it. I don't know. And
God damn it. Murder, yeah, getting in the way of my relationship. So and annoying.
No, but it was fascinating because I also love documentaries like this too. And sad, I'm not making fun of someone getting murdered, but it, so He wanted to ranch. Stop me. So he wanted to watch it because he just found out it came out.
Yeah.
I was so incredibly, it was like a series of different
stories. I probably watched it.
I don't remember. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, I probably watched it.
Yeah. There was a series of different stories. I decided to take it upon myself to just get pissed that he didn't pay attention to the story that I cared about. I was like, I care about this first one. I don't care about your story. It's on there. The first one had nothing to do with me. Because it was like,
did any of the stories have anything to do with you?
Nothing.
Though? Yeah.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you not listening to what I care about? This section of the thing. And he was like, I don't know why you're yelling at me. And I was like, I'll tell you why. And then I just freaked out, basically.
That's just like a standard Tuesday.
Yeah. I felt bad about it because he brought it up this morning. And I was like, well, I had an opinion. You were talking over me and I didn't like it.
You actually might be a pain in the ass to date.
Probably.
I'm starting to think you are.
Probably.
Based on the stories that you tell me, I used to think you were really chill. I mean, you're chill with me.
Yeah.
Well, I think you actually might be a little terrorist. Maybe we're meant to be soulmates. In relationships.
I could be.
I think maybe you, yeah.
Yeah, I could be.
Like,
he didn't do anything wrong. He was just living his life. And I barreled into that situation, too.
Barreling in is what you do best. Was there a toilet situation? Because
why are we talking about that?
Because you came into my apartment and you were like, may I use your restroom, like, right away? And so I was just...
Well?
What?
Yes. it wasn't... So, okay, I've lived in my new apartment for like a year now. Mm-hmm. I don't own a plunger because I've never clogged my toilet.
Oh my God, so, I don't think I own a plunger either.
Because we have a hard time shitting sometimes. I don't know.
Shit glitter.
Yeah, remember? Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. We just don't, we don't.
Wait, I don't, what is shit? I don't even know because it doesn't happen.
I'm a girl. Ah. What? I don't even know. And so... I didn't plan well. I had a bunch of work to do this morning. I didn't plan well getting ready for this filming of what we're doing right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I only had like, I gave myself an
shout
hour.
Shout out ET Canada. Shout out Entertainment Tonight Canada.
ET, what up? And I didn't allow myself a lot of time. I gave myself an hour. Well, I went to go just pee. And all of a sudden, my toilet starts backing up. It's okay if you wanted to go number up.
Two.
No, I didn't.
You can say it.
I wish I could have because then I'd look skinnier right now.
This is a safe space.
I wish I wanted to. I wanted to release the egg and toast I had earlier. But I literally just had to pee. And all of a sudden, I flush my toilet and it starts overflowing. I'm also late getting ready for your podcast, this right now. I'm putting makeup on. All of a sudden, my toilet's overflowing all over my bathroom floor. And I'm just like panicking. And so I call the guy I'm dating and I was like, you ruined my toilet. I was like, this is on you. I was like, you need to buy a plunger and come over here right now and fix it. I was like, because I can't pee into it now. What do I do? Now it's overflowing. Freaked out. I did know because I used to manage apartment buildings to shut the water off in the back. Little tip, if you ever overflow someone's toilet, shut the water off. It will make it go away.
I'm sorry. I have
There's
no
a little
idea
knob in the back of...
Oh, fuck
see,
that.
See, this is me being butchy again.
No, I can't.
Sad.
I just can't.
But, yeah, he...
Did he admit
to it?
He or
my building... He was like, I don't think I did. He's like, because I paid attention this morning. I don't think I did. And I just was like, yes, you did.
You know whether you went number two in your significant other's bathroom.
He's saying he didn't notice the clog. And he was like, well, it's probably just like a building issue with the pipes. And I was like, no, it's not. You did it. And I was just being an asshole.
Yeah.
And then I fixed it without a plunger.
You know what what I'm really taking away from this story is? Mm-hmm. So he spent the night at your apartment and you got up at 3 a.m. and made food.
Yeah, I just put him in the room. I just closed the door that he's sleeping.
You legitimately got up at 3 a.m. when you had your boyfriend sleeping over, and you got up.
Yeah,
and
to
made
do.
you had shit to do.
Yeah, I was hungry and he was snoring and I was like, well, I guess I'll eat.
Oh, that
went back to bed
to me is better. That I'm getting secondhand embarrassment from the fact that I wonder if he woke up and was like,
Nope, he saw it on Instagram story this morning.
Oh,
he didn't get alerted of it. He like saw it this morning and was like, were you up? You were up at 3 a.m. eating an egg sandwich? What were you doing?
That is so ballsy. Like, I don't care, like, how starving I would be. Like, I am, if I had a dude over, I don't think I would get up and, like, well, first of all, I don't really cook things. Macaroni and cheese is the only thing I know how to cook.
Is that really the only thing you know how to cook?
Mm-hmm.
I just get hungry a lot. I don't know.
Like, sometimes I'll, like, wrap some, like, turkey and cheese or something. Or, like, eat some cottage cheese.
This is very healthy.
Everything's healthy except for the macaroni and cheese.
We eat a lot of ranch and butter, which is true. But there's a health aspect to what we're doing still. There's a method to our madness.
Is there? Because I made macaroni and cheese at 3 o'clock in the morning and watched Legally Blonde. So I'm not so sure-sies.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. You're right. It could have been not gluten-free pasta. It could have been the original. There's
the silver lining.
That is the silver lining. This actually makes me think. I wrote down a note as you were talking. Because you were talking about going to the restroom. Your boyfriend going to the restroom. Number two in your apartment.
The poor guy's going to kill himself.
I don't want to get into listen.
Please take the kill himself out part. Jesus, I'm afraid to say that.
Ranch.
Please take that part out.
I'm having major anxiety about the whole when you wake up and you have to go to the restroom thing.
It's horrible.
I think maybe I'm not, like, maybe I should just listen. I already probably ruined it with overalls last night. With that video that I sent and whatever I said on the phone for 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I might just end it because I don't want to be put in the situation where I have to go to the restroom at somebody else's house.
I literally did that.
What do you mean? You ended a relationship because you didn't want
to... Within the first month of us dating, I had to go to the bathroom really bad when I was at his house.
Wait, that's the worst.
And we had had plans to go to breakfast.
I would fake a death.
Basically what I did. I was like, I have to go now. I have to go work. And he was like, but I thought we were going to have breakfast this morning. And I was like, I can't. Why are you yelling at me? I was like, I don't even like you anymore. Like, what do you do? Like,
I don't even like you anymore. Why are you all up on my shit? You just wanted to say the word shit because it was all you could think about. Why are you all up in my shit?
And then stupidly.
Literally, why are you all up in my shit?
And then stupidly, after literally causing a fight, I'm like, I didn't totally tell you we could have breakfast. Like, I told you I had work to do. Like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, just lying, just spiraling. And then stupidly, I went to the restaurant really closest to his house, had breakfast, went to the restroom, and then Instagram storied about that. So he basically
that you went and had breakfast. Yep. Okay. All right. So do you have any tips for what I should do?
Well, I remember you telling me when you lived with Patrick in New York that
I'd walk to Starbucks.
All right, so that's a good plan. Did you have any awkward experiences where you were, like, losing it? Where
this is the thing. This was what was very lucky about living with Patrick in New York. Besides the fact that it was a under 300 square foot apartment, so, like, if you went number two, I'm sorry,
yeah, not great.
The neighbors knew about it.
Yeah, it's in the smell is in his pores at that point.
His kitchen,
it's a part
of him. Everywhere. Yep. It's like it's all over the place. So I would walk to Starbucks, but. His radio show was in the morning time. So, like, and that's when I normally do my thing.
That's awesome.
So I didn't have to deal with it that often. It was only on weekends. But now.
I don't know how that relationship failed when you were so lucky to have that.
We'd be married just because of that. Like, I should have.
You should thank your lucky stars.
You're right. Maybe I should call him up. Okay. But now, with overalls, it's not a word. When the sleepovers happen, there's no set schedule. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm sweating. I'm going
to
legitimately hunch over.
With
like,
them yet?
Yes, I haven't gone.
What do you do?
I hold it.
I can't hold it, I don't think.
I have to.
So you just lay there and you sweat in bed. What do you do?
Well, it's not in bed. No, it's never been in bed. I wouldn't.
You're just like having a normal conversation with him.
Yeah.
You're just like, yay.
Yeah.
I'm just shining it on. Like,
I'm not going to shit my pants.
Oh my God. You're brave.
Am I?
I think so.
I don't know. I think I would be brave if I actually went to the restroom.
I requested for Christian to leave. I just said his name. I requested for him to leave.
You need to come up with nicknames.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't think of one for him now. I've already said it. I ripped off the Band-Aid.
Okay.
I requested for him to leave the room that is closest to my bathroom the other day. I was like, and then close the door. I was like, you have to, because I couldn't hold it.
Well, I love to, like, when I get to the point in a relationship where mm-hmm. I can talk openly about the number two. That's, well, like, my favorite part of the, like, that's the most romantic part of a relationship.
It really is.
It is. Yeah.
Except for if he and I don't work out, no one's going to date me now that this is just airing live and I'm talking about this.
I'm doing the same thing.
Okay, good.
In fact, I'm being way worse than you are. So
good.
We'll just be lesbos together.
See? This is, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
We
constantly
are.
Constantly, just so we can travel together. We're doing it. Maybe we're subconsciously doing it.
Do you know what I want to do, actually? Huh. Is actually take that glitter pill and the first time I ever go to the restroom in Overall's apartment, I'm going to leave it there and it's going to be glittery poop.
And then you're going to...
Could you? Then
you're like an Instagram story and it's just going to say, just Stassi right underneath, like your website. Stassi was here.
OOTT. Out. But could you imagine if the first... If the first time you went to the restroom in a dude's apartment or house, you shit glitter.
That's amazing.
I was
supposed to remind you to get that pill off Amazon.
Oh, I Googled it and I looked at it and I just haven't decided. Like, it's not on Amazon. Oh, it's on.
And what color do you choose?
You get a range of colors.
Like gold. You can do like a...
Well, okay, I would obviously silver. Probably do gold.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, I love gold. Gold or blue. Yeah.
Okay.
I would do gold or blue.
Yeah. It's got to be a signature stuff.
Yeah, what if I did both? What if I took two pills? A gold and a blue glitter shit pill. And then I just went to the restroom and it was, all it looked like was golden blue shit.
I think that's the greatest gift you can give.
Yeah, I think that actually I'd be proposed to right on the spot. I mean, I would propose to somebody. I would actually, legit... If I saw that a dude did that, I'd be like, marry me now. I will get on one knee. That's hysterical.
Yeah, you'll propose.
Yeah.
I like it.
So that's the whole secondhand embarrassment sitch.
What do we got?
Thanks. We got 33 minutes
what?
On here.
We're almost exactly at 30. We're supposed to do 30.
I know. I'm looking at the ET Canada Entertainment Tonight Canada people. And I'm like, am I wasting their time? Am I not wasting their time?
You guys enjoying this?
Like, are we...
Do we make you feel
uncomfortable? Are we repulsing you because of our shit talk? My dad is going to kill me.
We may have just ruined our careers and our future Ranch. Boyfriends by saying...
Oh my
shit
god!
Talk.
You're right. You're totally right. But right. I mean,
it's a risk I was willing to take.
It is. You know, everyone does it, and I'm looking forward to getting to that point in a relationship where I feel comfortable enough to be like, I really need to go number two. Can you please go somewhere else mm-hmm. right now?
100%.
And
can
then
you please
leave
move
it
out of
there
the country if
with
you
glitter.
Can. Well, this is happening
for real.
Then
though,
come back.
I used to walk to Starbucks. To go to the... I mean, that's New York. New Yorkers will understand that.
Yeah.
New Yorkers will get that.
Yeah, because it's quick.
Well, no, the apartments are so small.
Yeah, but also you can get somewhere super quickly in New York. Because I just I was just... My first trip with him was... I pretended to go to the gym at 6:30 in the morning.
Ew! You go to the gym?
But I worked out for 15 minutes. What
gym did you go to?
In the hotel.
Oh, okay.
It was just easily
like,
everything.
Member of a gym? I don't feel like I don't even know you.
No.
So you, that's another thing I'm worried about. First trips.
Yeah, it was too soon to go on a first trip for sure.
When's too soon?
Well, it was within the first couple months. Maybe not too soon, but it ended up working out, but it was a lot of anxiety and awkwardness.
Well, of course, the first trip is always awkward.
Yeah.
See, I feel like with Patrick and I, we eased into it because we were in a long distance relationship. So
we would
visit each other. So we were forced to be in those situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, what? what do I do when I'm with here the guy someone 24/7?
The guy you're dating lives fairly close, right? And you told me the other day you did a walk of shame.
Yeah, I do walk of shames all the time.
So you just were walking down the street in the middle of the day or the morning?
Can I show you what the glasses that he gave me looked like?
Oh, yep.
I want you to.
I'm really hoping it's embarrassing.
It's the worst.
What? That's what you're walking in. You look like Sharon Stone in, you look RoboCop, like you're part of an 80s movie. I don't know what's happening RoboCop, right now.
I don't know. Star Trek. I didn't have
or Michelle Pfeiffer in Scarface. I don't know.
Well, that's nice.
No, you're gorgeous. It's the look, the shiny shirt.
I wasn't wearing this shirt.
Okay, what were you wearing before?
I was wearing a sweater dress. These glasses, let me explain, look like they are sci-fi glasses. And I didn't have my contacts. So I didn't. He handed me glasses because I asked for them.
I just want you to see what you look like right now. So you.
I asked for sunglasses.
I mean, you look really pretty, but
because I am
pretty.
Do you
not look a tad like a 80s sex symbol?
Okay. I want you to just imagine just this without my headphones.
With a sweater dress?
With a sweater dress and knee-high boots walking down the street. Ooh. Without my contacts. Ooh. In. So I can't see shit. And I'm just looking down like I don't know what these glasses look like. I don't know what's what. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. Like, I can't. I might as well. Bus, where are you to go? I would TMZ bus, come hit me. That would be interesting.
That would happen to you.
Yeah.
Those are attractive.
They are not attractive. So
does overalls wear those?
I don't know. I haven't seen them on them. All right. So checking. Yeah. I don't know how we got sidetracked on the walk of shame.
Well.
But it's easy to do the walk of shame when you're dating someone that lives right down the street.
It's nice. That's convenient.
I don't like walks of shame.
Who does?
Remember when we both did a simultaneous walk of shame?
Yeah. I wish that didn't happen.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Really, really, really. What? Eons and eons and eons.
Ranch.
No, but we did do a walk of shame at the same time.
Yep.
No, for real. Real long time ago.
Yep.
I don't even know why I brought that up, because that's just like a horrible experience. But we did end up finding ourselves.
It was fantastic.
At in the same hotel.
Yep.
Doing a walk of shame one time. And that's what made us BFFs.
I think so.
And with that, we'll leave you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Love you.
Love you too.
Everyone go check out Be Here for a While, Rachel's podcast. And you can find her at
Rachel, RachelNOBRIEN. Rachel
it's
N. O'Brien.
So she'll just tag me in some annoying. Shit. Annoying.
And come see me do stand up. Okay, bye.
Yeah, watch her do stand up. Bye, Z's.